Hello.
Hey, Trevor.
Yeah.
Hey, Trevor, it's John with Local Splash. You got a second?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to be quick. I was
Appreciate
reviewing
it.
your account. It looks like there was like a cancellation request on your account.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
Just don't have the time at the moment. I definitely want to do it. It's just taking a while, and I had to, some things go wrong. And I'm gonna have to grab two jobs so I can make do for the moment,
Okay.
and then try to
Quick
do
question.
the business one,
Did
get
you
the
ever
business
get
started in a minute. What's up?
we got you. Did you ever get your Local Splash app, like your username and password for our app? Did you ever download that?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you looked at the leads that are in there? Because all of them stay unopened.
Yeah, those were basically just test calls, man.
Really? Even on the
Yes.
third and the fifth that aren't like opened
Yes.
at all yet? Okay.
Yes. I mean, I don't know why it says unopened or anything like that, but yeah,
Parker.
I don't know, man. I don't know what's wrong. And then another thing, man, like I did just try to use that number, and like my calls weren't coming through. I ended up having to just use my personal number every time. You know, that's why. I mean, it hasn't gotten any use.
The tracking. Yeah, I mean,
Pardon?
it's
Yeah.
yeah, the call tracking and the AIO are all based on like your Google verification. So those don't really go active until we complete the video verification. And that's my concern is like we're 2 weeks in and then we haven't got the video verification. Usually request those within the first 7 days of sign up. And I know I asked for that at point of sale. And I understand you've been busy. Everybody's a bit that I work with, a business owner. So things pop up. And so we're understanding of that.
We're talking about two different things, man. I don't know what you mean by tracking. I'm talking about that actual app when people call, like outside of like me, it's like three or four calls, like family members or whatever. I had to test it.
Oh,
It
you're
worked
talking
for
about the
them, but
leads.
then I'm talking about for my actual customers from a different platform. If I put the number down, it doesn't ring. Like
The
they were just,
330
they ended up
number?
just, yeah.
The 606-4649?
That's the number I ended up having to use because the one you guys, like when that's connected to the app, it wouldn't transfer the numbers from the actual customers.
Okay. I know call tracking doesn't go active until you're Google verified though. So that's why I was saying call tracking because it's a call tracking number. It's called a Google Voice number.
Well, I mean, it would work. When I would tell people to call me, it's just I'm saying for my customers, it wouldn't work.
Interesting. Usually doesn't work like that because we don't intercept any kind of calls or conversations. We don't even interact with your clients at all. The call tracking number is just designed to have like recordings in the tracking system and keep track of your actual customers. But usually they want to verify that it's a customer first. So it would have to be somebody that like found you online doing an online search and then dialed it versus somebody that's just punching it in and dialing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense if that was the case. What I'm trying to tell you is, I have a whole nother app where I would put that number in, so they should be able to dial it just like I have my test people call. That's what I'm saying. No, there no Google or none of that. Just the other platform that I'm using to get customers. Like they
Okay.
couldn't call.
Is that like House Call
Like,
Pro or something?
no.
No. AI
No,
or
I'm talking
Ninja
about
AI
it's for
Grandpa.
leads. I'm saying leads that I already had, like that chose the service. They couldn't call when they used that number, so they
Okay.
ended up just texting me on the app, and then requested my person. I just gave them ended up giving them my personal line.
Okay.
You understanding that part? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that. I'm not talking about them trying to find me on Google
No,
at
I
all.
got
I'm
you.
just talking
I
about the
got you.
app.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
got you. I get where you're coming from. We can get you a whole new tracking number if there's a problem with that, but I got guys on it right now. I just put them call tracking numbers not working for his customers and then I got the little bubbles popping up, so they're reviewing it now. But my concern more so is getting the verification done. The verification that you do with Google, Trevor, is a one-time thing. that you do for JNT services, even if you were to like leave our services in the future, you want that verification just to exist as your own independent entity on Google. Like, you got to go through that just to be Google verified and actually be a company on Google. Does that make sense?
Makes complete sense, man. Like, I told you I want to take advantage of the service. It's just a bad time. I even tried to use this so my money wouldn't go to waste.
Yeah.
I was trying to get a family member to take advantage of it because they have a business. They didn't want it. So, I mean,
all right. So here's the thing.
It's just bad timing. That's all, man. What's up?
I understand that. I'm working with you here. So I'll put in this request for revision change. What I'm going to do on your account, you're 2 weeks in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When anybody signs up with us, it's a 3-month commitment that you sign in your terms and conditions, and you agree to get us these documents for video verification within 7 days. I understand you're busy. It's been 2 weeks. I'm going to push the next bill out 2 weeks. So the next bill is not going to try to process until, actually, you're not even set to, hold on. Let me go in here. Yeah, it was 2-2, so we'll push it to the 16th. 16th will be the next bill, and then we'll get you through your verification. So that's basically going to get you 6 weeks through the initial startup. I want to make sure everything's up and running, that you have customers coming in, your call tracking number doesn't have any issues before that next bill rolls around, okay? Because if we terminate the account, there's an early termination fee that they're going to apply. Any account that's charged within the first 90 days, you're basically going to end up, or any account that's canceled within the first 90 days, you're basically going to end up still paying for a full 3 months. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to go that route.
It's a matter of me being able to get all those documents that you want. Like,
I get it. You've been busy, right? I get that you've been busy. You know, and we're working with you on that. Like, my reps, we've all been contacting you trying to get the stuff together. We'll go through as many temps, or if you need to sit down with one of us and go through it, we'll get you through it. It's a pretty easy process, though. It shouldn't take you more than, like, 30 minutes, realistically. They, like, ask for, like, pictures of a mailbox, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. You can hide the license plate number. It's a pretty simple process. You know, usually guys, they submit everything and we get them through the verification process by this point. You're 2 weeks in. You know what I'm saying? And then they spend the next 2 weeks being able to actually see ROI.
What's the latest that you could call me back? I need to write down that list of things you said, but what's the latest that you could call me back today?
There's a full application in the email, so I'll have them resend that over, right? That makes it easier because it just has everything you need to fill out right there. So I'll send over the Google verification form, and then I can follow up with you as well. But I am going to apply that 2 weeks to your billing. So we're going to extend your next billing out until the 16th. So that way you don't have to worry about any payments. And then we'll focus on, over this next week, getting the verification completed. Okay?
For sure, man. I appreciate that. I'll have a more concrete schedule, too, coming up soon.
Hey, it's okay. We're in this together, though. The way our company operates, I know you use, like, Home Advisor and stuff like that. The way we operate is, like, we're not successful. We're not getting paid unless you're getting paid. So we walk you through it. Like, we're on your team. We're not here to, like, just, hey, we're charging you every month whether you're getting results or not, like Home Advisor by Angie's and stuff like that. And I only bring that up because I remember you using that prior.
Yeah.
So I know you might not have had the best experience there, but the way we operate is different. We're actually – it's almost like if you hired somebody on the back end, like in person, except for we're Google verified partner. So I don't know how else to really explain it. It's almost like having somebody in-house that's not in-house, right?
I completely understand that part, man. That's why I want the service. That's why I appreciate what you did by pushing it out to the 16th.
Yeah,
like,
we got you.
It's a blessing, man. But
we want to build something long-term.
I'm trying to work with
you. We know that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that only works if it works financially, though. Like, we understand that. And that's why I kind of dropped the pricing down, too, to try to get something as affordable as possible to get you these things.
Right. I appreciate that, man.
No worries.
Yeah.
So
Just so you know, man, if I wasn't staying, it seems counterproductive on my part, but just so you know, like, I'm trying to that's what's been on the back of my mind, is that bill. You know what I'm saying?
I
need to
get some definite income. Yeah, money's a real thing for everybody, man. We're not AI. I know we use some AI tools, but we're real people, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's, money's an issue for everyone in this world, unfortunately. Fortunate if you have it, unfortunate if you don't, right? But I got you.
But yeah, that's just so you know, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm so busy. I'm trying to get back to having two jobs so that I can fund this business and work it.
If that makes any sense, man.
It's
not
a get-rich. You know what I'm saying? And I do have the type of energy to make that work. Pardon me?
Yeah. I said it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but we'll get you there. Like, get you everything step by step. Right now, the only thing that's really doing anything is Facebook. And from what you're telling me, the Facebook ads aren't really productive. So we probably need to make some adjustments there as well. I'll send that over to Kyle, see if we can maybe expand the service area or try to nail down some leads in there in the meantime. But just really all they're asking for is the cooperation to get you verified, because I know once we get you verified, then we can actually start making you some real money and getting you real leads. Facebook and other things are just kind of like fillers. Everything revolves around the first page placement on Google. That's where you make the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
we're
working with you.
I still have to make the Facebook. That's a shame, man. I still have to make the Facebook. But what's that? What were you saying?
I think they have already developed that for you, though. Let me go into your dashboard here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they create it. We don't have you create it. And then there's a website in here, too.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the website already, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that's another thing, too, man. I want to lean more towards the lawn care aspect.
Okay. It does have lawn care in there, but I see the main photo is like power washing, so that's kind of throw some things off. So you want to change that?
If possible, yeah.
Okay.
And then, because, I mean, we don't even have the LLC yet, would I be able to change the name in the future? Or no?
Yeah, we can. We could change the name, but that's a lot of, I mean...
Technically,
your verification's not done, but I see where it says JNT Services Power Washing in your logo.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably just want it JNT Services, right?
Exactly.
That would be more so just changing your logo than anything. Everything else would remain the same.
But it still says JNT. Oh, okay. So the name isn't JNT Services Power Washing?
No. With us, it's just JNT Services. The only thing that says power washing is your logo, JNT Services, and it has, like, the power washing portion on the logo. I mean, we could remove that or adjust it if you want to do a revision to your...
Yeah, I don't want to brand it.
Okay. What's website to reflect more lawn care? Wants power washing portion removed. Push billing out 14 days. Client needs time to get the info completed. Please send all documentation needed for Google Business Profile verification. All right. Boom. Save. Done. All right. Submitted. AIO. My site is up and running. Okay. And then you said the leads. Leads not quality. FB. And
I'm sorry, boss. I couldn't hear you. Were you saying something?
No, I'm talking to myself. I'm just notating the heck out of this thing as I'm sending it over to our back-end guys. So phone number. So pretty much it's phone number, needs adjustment to Facebook, and then I put in here, push your billing out 14 days, needs time to get the video verification info for Google, please send documentation needed for Google business page verification, and then I also put in the request for your website to reflect more lawn care and want to remove the power washing portion from your logo. So,
gotcha.
Yep, I'm just notating it all so that way when they could see it and then I could go down there and actually sit with them. They're on the first floor. Okay, modification.
Awesome. Is there a way you could call me like regularly, man, just to make sure I'm getting
yeah, so when I'm the one who signed you up. So when I signed you up, I sent you my direct number and extension for that reason. I'm going to resend it. No, John.
John. See, that's the thing. I got all these papers, and then none of them say John. Hold on. Let me make sure, because I do have this phone number.
I just resent it to you, too. But it's not just It's not just me. You know, our company's got like 400 people here, and it's like we have departments for everything. We got like a guy for a whole department for websites, a whole department for Facebook. Yep. You know what I mean? So I put together a package deal where you have something going in like every department, but I'll be the one to kind of communicate with them all, you know, in regards to it. You have the ability to also put in requests. Like somebody calls you from our company and you're like, hey, I want to change this. Or you could call them and say, hey, I want to change this. And that's 24/7 available to you. So it's not just me on top of it trying to make sure everything's going smooth. You know, you got a whole team of people back here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
yep.
We'll get you going. Looks like they reset your credentials yesterday. But I put in all these revisions. And then did you still want to set up a follow-up call later today? Or do you think we have most of it resolved here?
You said a follow-up call? You mean for setting up the verification?
No, so they'll do that automatically, but you were saying, like, hey, can you call me back this afternoon? So I was just trying to see what we needed there.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess we discussed that, all of that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I just got to get going, that's all.
Okay. Your next billing date is going to be pushed to the 16th, okay? I got you. Just communicate, man. That's the thing. Closed mouth doesn't get fed. If you're just sitting over there boiling without explaining it, that's not going to do anybody any good. So just let us know how we can help you, and then, you know, we're pretty cooperative. Like I said, we're more interested in building a long-term relationship with you than just charging you for things, you know?
Oh, of course, man. And I hope I didn't seem angry, bro. I'm just upset with my situation. Okay.
That might be just me. Like, I get a cancel request, and I'm like, what? You know? And then I hate having
Just me.
Yeah,
man.
I get stressed out when it comes through because when we sign people up, they have – and in your service agreement that you sign, it says it's like a 90-day commitment. And so anytime goes to cancel 2 days or 2 weeks in, it stresses me out because I'm like, man, I got to have this conversation that I don't want to have. Like there's this early termination fee and you know what I mean? That's just the part of my job that I don't want to go through, especially if somebody's upset. So I kind of stress out before the call. That's not on you.
Oh, no, you're good, man. You're good. Right. I'd still get, even if I did have to cancel, bro, I'd still give 5 stars, bro. I'd still rate it 5 stars. And recommend. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we don't want that, though. We want you to make money, right? If you're making money, then we'll be able to make money, and it just keeps going around. So that's the game plan.
All right, man.
All right, Trevor. Well, you have a great rest of your day. And then if they need they're going to resend the verification form. If they need any further steps, we'll be communicating with you. But I pushed the next bill out to the 16th, so don't worry about any money issues until the 16th.
Got it. And do you know when they would be calling me to set up this?
Let's see here. I don't, but I could.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. I think they tried to. Sherry Stingley. I called. Client says he's too busy to do the VB. That was this morning. That was about an hour ago. That was that call an hour ago. That's why she was reaching out to you, Sherry Stingley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see if I can, like, reschedule a call. Client had me send the video verification info again, and he will review it. Oh, man. So they did resend you the information on the 9th. It should be in this text thread. Great news. Video verification is now available. This is needed to have your business visible on Google. Some quick tips in changing your phone's camera quality, 720p, having the video under 2 minutes. Oh, okay.
That's an email?
It's texted to you, but I believe they email it as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I see the text here on 2/9/2026. In that 877-635 to the local splash, Trevor, great news. And it says video verification is now available. And they do the videos to kind of bypass it and get things going quicker. You know, I try to like fast track you, like get you a good deal and then get it going as quick as possible so you can make some money from it.
Okay. Are you going to need the VIN to the vehicle, to the work vehicle?
No, no. I've had people even send in the picture or like the video and they have the license plate numbers covered. They pretty much just want to see that it's an Ohio plate. And that you're actually out there. The whole point of that is Google just verifying you're a real company. It's really you instead of just some random fly by night, or sometimes people will create like multiple dead listings to try to collect a bunch of leads from different areas, you know? So.
Oh, okay.
Just a standard part of the verification process. Once they verify that your business is actually a legitimate company, it's not some like random thing and we're not misleading people, then everything will start showing where people can actually look you up, write reviews. So we got to get that profile built, and then we go into the back end of that profile after it's verified, and we do the optimization so you show on the first page of the search results for each service you provide. That way people could just type in power washing and see you, and that's where the money's made. Or lawn care, for example, not just power washing. So your keywords are already set. It's just that part's kind of holding us back. We usually ask that the business owner get that stuff to us within the first 7 days. It's been 2 weeks. So I think you'd be a lot happier if we got those things. I know it's a headache and you're kind of busy, but just remember that it's an investment in your business, not just for now, but the long haul. You only got to go through that once, even if you leave the advertisement later.
I kind of want to stay with the company. Even I'm saying, I don't know, man, I don't think I want to leave. It's just I just got to get this money coming in.
I get it. Money is real.
Paying you guys.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I get you.
All right, man, I gotta get going.
All right, Trevor. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I'll resend that message over to you, too, just in case it's buried in there, so that way you have it with my contact info.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, man. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.